This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Jazz, blues, and soul have deep American roots, but apparently those roots also grow in the English countryside. That's where Polly Gibbons is from. She's a British jazz singer with a powerful, soulful voice, which one British jazz critic said has such sizzling intensity and raw emotion, you could fry an egg on it.
Polly Gibbons is performing tonight at Ryle's Jazz Club in Cambridge, and she's with us live right now with her rendition of the Percy Mayfield song, Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Someone to love, show the world how to get along. Peace will enter when hate is gone. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. I lie awake nights and ponder the world's troubles, and my answer is always the same, that unless man puts an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world into flames. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. The world's troubles, and my answer is always the same, that unless man puts an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world into flames. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone. Please send me someone to love. I'll send me someone. Oh, please send me someone to love. Oh, send me someone to love. Send me someone to love.
All right. That's Polly Gibbons performing Please Send Me Someone to Love from her new album, Many Faces of Love. She's joined by John DeMartino on piano. Polly Gibbons, welcome to Radio Boston. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for that song.
Ah, you're very welcome, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure, and I'm so interested to hear about your background, because listening to you sing, one would be excused for not being aware that you're actually the daughter of a farmer from Suffolk County in rural England.
That's right, yeah. I am.
So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my dad is a pig and arable farmer. That's what he does. And I'm one of seven children, and six of them girls. And he actually played electric bass, and he still does in a rhythm and blues band. But
he does.
Yeah, he gave it up in the 70s when my mother started breeding. So I think he thought I better go safe bet and farm. You know?
So you did have a little bit of sort of, there was music in your upbringing, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, passionate music lovers, all my family, actually.
And yet, I read that you didn't know you had a talent for singing until you were 14.
Yeah, that's right.
So what happened? How did you learn that?
Well, I was singing the chorus of an 80s hip-hop tune, actually, just humming it along, and my cousin Lucy said, Polly, you've got a really nice voice. And I said, what do you mean, voice? She said, singing voice. And I said, really. And then I sang to my sister and my mum, and they both went, yeah, you have. Do you like it? And I said, well, I never really thought about it. And then I kind of just fell into it, really. Had a few lessons to teach me to breathe properly so I didn't ruin it. And then joined her son's band, and that was kind of it.
So who are your models? Because your voice is so, it's got so much power and expression and soul in it. I'm just wondering who you sort of channeled when you were younger and imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was always drawn to sort of the emotional singers, really. Mm. When I got into jazz, because I heard Billie Holiday singing I'm a Fool to Want You on her last album, Lady in Satin, and I remember thinking, wow, what's all that about? I've not heard anyone sound like that, any voice be so direct and emotional and communicate. And I also loved the soul idiom. Aretha Franklin, I always thought, was just totally kick-ass. And we listened to gospel. My mum listened to gospel music. Soul, blues, classical music as well. But you're always the emotional singers I was always drawn to. Nina Simone.
Well, Polly Gibbons, we'd love to hear you sing another song. And let me just remind listeners, we're talking to Polly Gibbons. She's from Suffolk County in rural England. She's got a new album. It's called Many Faces of Love. She's performing tonight at the Ryles Jazz Club in Inman Square in Cambridge. Polly Gibbons, would you do us another song?
I certainly would.
Great. What are we going to hear?
This is a song, it was made famous by my favourite, probably top jazz singer, Billie Holiday. It's called Don't Explain.
All right.
Hush now, don't explain. Just say you'll remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. Quiet. Don't explain. What is that again? Skip that lipstick and don't explain. You know that I love you. And what love endures. All my thoughts are of you, for I'm so completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, I know you cheat. Right or wrong, no matter, when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You are my joy and pain. My life's yours, love, don't explain. So completely yours. Cry to hear folks chatter, I know when you're with me, sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You are my joy and pain, my life's yours, love, don't explain.
Beautiful. That's Polly Gibbons performing the Billie Holiday song Don't Explain. She's accompanied by John DeMartino on piano, and she'll be performing tonight at the Ryles Jazz Club in Cambridge. Her new album is Many Faces of Love. Polly, lovely. Thank you again.
Thank you.
I'd love to ask you about this new album, Many Faces of Love. It traces the arc of love from looking for someone to love, as we heard in your first song, to losing someone you love, and reflecting on that. Where did the idea for this album come from?
Well, I can't deny it wasn't mine. It was my producer, George Klabins, from his he runs the Resonance record label, to which I'm signed down in Los Angeles, and it was his idea. And we picked the songs together from a huge list, obviously. And it's lovely, you know. The searching, the looking, the wanting, the getting it, the joy of it, the horror of losing it, the devastation, and then kind of how, you know, you have to kind of end up by being philosophical about love and life.
I'm curious, though, so many songs to choose from with a theme of love in it. Sort of how you, I don't know. I wanted to know something about the thinking process, about the songs you chose, because clearly, for you to sing them with so much feeling, you had to believe these songs yourself.
Very much so. Yes, lyrics are very important to me, and it does feel disingenuous to sing songs that I've got no kind of connection with or relationship to. But, you know, I've got to 30 and I have been burnt. And I've had to muse upon how you get through it. And I do feel it, you know, and I think they're all songs, you know, to a lesser or greater degree that you can connect with and identify with. And that's important for me, very.
You know, in the introduction, we had a little fun talking about jazz and blues and soul having these deep American roots. Of course, people all over the world gravitate to this music, but I'm curious what it means to you. You recorded this album in Los Angeles, and I'm just wondering what it was like for you to grow up in England with this passion for this kind of music and then come to America to sing it. Did you feel like you were sort of back in your musical home? Was it intimidating in any way? What was it like?
It was both of those things. I mean, it is a kind of mecca. I mean, I did my first gig in New York City last night, and so it was a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of didn't care how many people came. It was just like, whoa, the first jazz gig in New York City, wow. It's kind of the musical home, the mecca. It was initially intimidating, and then I met the musicians, and I thought, they're all the same wherever you go in the world. They're all, you know, full of fun and joy, you know, this kind of ethos of the music, but it's special, you know. It's been a real privilege to work with them and to come here and share it, you know, and have a bash, you know, the farmer's daughter.
well it's been special for us. It's great to have you here. We're lucky to have you here. We'd love to hear another song before you go, but before we do, I just want to remind listeners that Polly Gibbons will be performing tonight at the Ryles Jazz Club in Cambridge. Her new album is called Many Faces of Love, and there's a lot more information at radioboston.org. Polly Gibbons, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony. Cheers.
And before we get back to this beautiful music, listeners, I have to tell you to stay with WBUR for the latest on the State Gaming Commission's vote to approve a resort casino in Everett. We'll have more on that story coming up on All Things Considered, but now back to this lovely music from Polly. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll go out today with Polly Gibbons performing Miss Seeley's Blues with John DeMartino on piano.
Sister, you've been on my mind. Sister, we're two of a kind, so sister, I'm keeping my eye on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing about singing the blues. Sister, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too. Scuffling up and down that lonesome road, and I've seen a lot of suns going down. But trust me, no low life's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name. No twisters gonna steal your stuff away, my sister. We sure ain't got a whole lot of time. So shake your shimmy, sister. It's gonna shine. It's gonna shine. It's gonna shine.